Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, first of all, I take this opportunity to wish you all a happy new year, and may Almighty God and our Blessed Mother fill you with all the grace and abundant blessings all through this year. And it is, as I said at the beginning of the Mass, it is right to begin a new year with the blessing of both our Blessed Lord and our Blessed Mother. And it is oft that, you know, we seek the intercession of our Blessed Mother as we begin the new year. And may our Blessed Mother intercede for us all through this year. And also, we are having, you know, this is the day on which we also keep the 58th World Peace Day. So let us pray for the peace in this world, especially those countries who are at war. May the intercession of our Blessed Mother bring peace to all those people who are having problems, troubles, and those people who are in pain and suffering. May they all receive peace and good health all through this year. And as we know that we celebrate this feast or solemnity of our Blessed Mother as the Mother of God every year, you know the origin, how this word Theotokos, or the God-bearer, or the word Mother of God began and when? You know, we need to go back to the 3rd century AD. It was by the monks who were, you know, doing prayers. And in the prayer, these monks for the first time they used this word Theotokos, especially the prayer titled Sub Tuum Persedum. So that was the prayer. In 250 AD, the monks were using. And after that, you know, in the beginning of the 3rd century and 4th century, there were church fathers like Origen, and also the church father like Alexander of Alexandria used Theotokos, this word, Mother of God, to express the reality of the incarnation of our Blessed Lord. So they used this already at the 2nd or 3rd century, Theotokos, this word for our Blessed Mother. And it was, you know, after that, around 4th century, end of the 4th century, there was a conflict among the church fathers, especially, you know, the church father called Nestorian and those who were with him. They raised a question: how can we call Mary as Theotokos, the Mother of God? And he used, you know, to debate with what we call Cyril of Alexandria. And he came up with these ideas that when Jesus was born here, he had two natures, divine nature and human nature. And Mother Mary, or Mary, the mother of Jesus, gave birth to the human nature alone. So she cannot be called the Mother of God, but we can call her Mother of Jesus. But the debate, in the debate, Cyril of Alexandria and those who were with him, they confronted, and in the debate, Cyril of Alexandria said, Jesus, the second person in Godhead, came among us and became human. Even though he has human nature, even though he has another divine nature, and even though Mother Mary gave birth to human nature of Jesus, but he is the second person of God. So, since he is the second person of God, we cannot divide these both nature from one person. So in Jesus, these both natures are existing. So if Mother Mary gave birth to Jesus, that means he gave birth to the second person of God. So she can be called the Mother of God. And this was accepted by all other church fathers in the Council of Ephesus in 431 AD. And after that, in 451 AD, the Council of Chalcedon accepted and approved it once again, that Mother Mary is truly the Mother of our Lord. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, even though there were, you know, misunderstanding at the beginning of the, you know, our church, but today we know through the revelation, through the apparition, wherever she appeared, she proves herself that she is truly the Mother of the Lord. And based on the scripture also, we are called to believe that she is truly the Mother of God. When Angel Gabriel came to Mother Mary to announce the good news, Angel said to Mother Mary, "You will bear a son and you shall name him Jesus, and he is the Son of the Most High." So, Mother Mary, who gave birth to Jesus, is the Son of the Most High God, the Father. So it is obvious when angel came and announced that she was going to give birth not only a human person, but God himself, the Son of the Most High. And also, of course, we all know when Mother Mary went to visit Elizabeth, Elizabeth spoke, filled with the Holy Spirit, she spoke, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord come to visit me?" So she was filled with the Holy Spirit and she spoke. It was not her own words, but she was filled with the Holy Spirit. And it was the Holy Spirit who revealed through Elizabeth that Jesus is truly the Christ, the second person of Godhead, and Mother Mary is the Mother of God. So that's why the church is honoring her as a co-redeemer with Christ. And Mother Mary, you know, her nature is same like Jesus, to redeem the people, to help the people. It is obvious when we see when Jesus performed the first miracle at Cana. It was through the, you know, action or through the prompting of our Blessed Mother, the first miracle took place, even though Jesus said, "It is not my time, my time is not yet come," but it is Mother Mary who pushed Jesus to perform miracle. So through that, we can understand she is there for every one of us in our struggle, in our pain, as Jesus is present with us. So that's why, you know, the church always honors Mother Mary closer to Jesus as a co-redeemer. And of course, we know when Mother Mary was standing at the foot of the cross, Jesus said to John, "Behold your mother." So of course, we all know that Jesus gave his own mother to every one of us, and that is why she has concern to every one of us, concern towards every one of us, that we all are should be saved from the clutches of sin. And wherever she appeared, she said this, she pressed this, that pray for the sinners. So she doesn't want anybody to be lost, and she always interceding for every one of us that we all should be saved. And as we celebrate the feast of Mary, the Mother of God, let us also call to mind our own mother, because it is through our own mother we came to know the love of God, and it is through our own mother that we learn to love the people, love the Lord. So let us remember our own mother. Of course, Mother Mary is our mother, but our physical mother, let us remember and pray for all of them, that they all may receive the eternal happiness, and they all may receive peace and joy here on earth, and they all may receive Lord's blessing, and let us together enjoy the bliss of heaven with Mother Mary when we will be called. So for that grace, let us pray during this Holy Mass. Amen.